Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I'm Jewel Callender, MA graduate in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. The Barbadian public was informed through the pages of the Barbados Advocate on this day, August 27, 1950, that 17 new tenants had been granted homes in the Pine Housing Estate. According to the article, the Housing Board, which was established in 1936 through the passage of the Bridgetown Housing Act, had made that decision during a meeting the previous day. One of the new tenants, Mr. Frederick Lewis, had lost his home at Hothersill Turning when it collapsed. He, like scores of other Barbadians whose names were said to be on a long waiting list, had to wait until victims of the destructive flooding the previous year had been accommodated. The article also pointed out that new tenants in the Pine Housing Estate would not be saddled with covenants on the property and would be allowed to continue the practice of their enslaved foreparents of raising animals on the property. However, the Housing Board insisted that, quote, any pens or enclosures erected by the tenants for that purpose must be approved by the board, end quote. The Pine Housing Estate had been established in 1946. It was initially an owner-built project where the prospective tenants would be assisted with building materials or finances and they would erect the structures themselves. The government had been pressured to provide low-income houses for residents on the island after the 1937 riots had led to the production of the report from the Moyne Commission, which highlighted housing as a priority. After emancipation, housing for the black working class population had been neglected by the colonial government. Thus, the housing stock consisted predominantly of single-room slum dwellings without any sanitary toilet and bathroom facilities. These deplorable living conditions continued into the 1930s, and this, along with other social and economic ills, eventually led to the 1937 riots in Barbados. The government took heed to the pressure, which was directed from several entities. And later, the first housing estate was established at Deacon's in 1941. This was followed by projects in Belfield and the Bayland in St. Michael, Clinkets in St. Lucie, along with the Pine Housing Estate. According to the article, the meeting also discussed the construction of a main traffic road at the Pine, and it was decided that a recommendation would be forwarded to the government to build a road to connect Pine Cross Road with the road that was in use at the Pine Housing Estate. Low-income housing for Barbadians continues to be a challenge faced by the government. But on this day, August 27, 1950, 17 Barbadians were granted homes at the Pine Housing Estate.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.